Once courts pull children from troubled homes in Kansas, the practical work of finding them temporary permanent places to stay largely gets handed off to contractors. Now, the Kansas Department for Children and Families hopes that by hiring more businesses to run foster care services, it can start to fix chronic problems that sometimes have made rescue operations disasters all their own. But as Madeline Fox of the Kansas News Service reports, the changes run the risk of creating new problems.
Foster care in Kansas is in for a jolt. For starters, the state is being sued by three organizations that say Kansas so bungles the care of kids in crisis, it renders them homeless. That comes as Kansas tries to remake its foster system. It's splitting some jobs among more contractors, and the Department for Children and Families will work more directly with those companies, with less oversight from other agencies. It's increasing the number of contractors to 5, up from the current 2. But some say that's just shuffling the puzzle pieces around, like psychologist Wes Crenshaw.
What magic does a nonprofit out of Florida have to come to Kansas and sprinkle its pixie dust on our situation and make it better?
Crenshaw has worked with foster kids through rough transitions from contractor to contractor and isn't optimistic about this one. Since 2013, just 2 providers have handled both foster care and family preservation in Kansas, KVC Kansas and St. Francis Community Services. Under the new grants, services to help keep families out of foster care are switching to 2 new providers. Cornerstones of Care, a Missouri company, will handle the Kansas City area. The Florida-based Eckerd Connects will handle the rest of the state. Gina Meyer-Hummel, the DCF secretary, says fresh blood will mean new tools to get at child welfare problems.
The more people you bring in, the more resources you bring to the table, the better the outcomes for kids and families.
But neither of the 2 providers has done family preservation in Kansas before. And Eckerd's foster care programs in Florida have problems familiar to Kansas. Kids sleeping in offices, rotating between one-night placements, and being abused while in care. That worries foster care advocate Lori Ross.
Why that wasn't a factor that drew attention until now is something that is a little bit frustrating.
Eckerd's troubled record springs from how it manages kids in its custody. But as a family preservation contractor, it'll provide counseling and other services to families who are still together in their homes. And DCF attorney Casey Rogg says the new system, which uses grants, is structured to give DCF better oversight of the outfits it hires than the current contract system.
The ability to control how the funds are spent and for what resources is much greater in a grant than in a contract.
But Ross worries that letting DCF directly award the grants could cloud who's ultimately responsible for a child's well-being.
It is the responsibility of the state of Kansas to assure that kids are safe and protected, that their needs are met. And unless they're able to do that, changing contractors is just going to add to the confusion.
It could take 2 years after the contract switch in July to tell whether they actually improve the lives of kids in peril. For some children, that's more uncertainty for their already uprooted lives. Pam Robbins, head of the Kansas Foster and Adoptive Parents Association, remembers trying to adopt one of her daughters during a previous contract change.
In the 18 months it took to finish her adoption, we had 8 workers. Some of them we'd meet once, and then the next time it was time for a visit, we'd have a new worker.
Social worker turnover has been high already. To make a real difference for kids, family psychologist Wes Crenshaw suggests higher pay for social workers.
You can make up any act or grant or name it anything. You can call it the fluffy, happy family world. As long as it doesn't have enough money to pay the people that matter and teach them and supervise them, you're as doomed this week as you were last week.
Publicly, many foster parents, social workers, and providers talk in upbeat tones about how the new grants might help. Privately, they fret about whether blowing up the state foster system could breed years of chaos and even worse care for children. Christy Applehands, executive director of an organization representing the current contractors and new grantees, says the people who've seen this before are worried.
They are definitely terrified, I don't think is a stretch, about what's to come.
All the coming changes have foster care watchers collectively holding their breath about whether attempts to fix things will help or hurt the people at the core of the system, the children in the state's care. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Madeline Fox.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration covering health, education, and politics across the state.